How you doing there? Welcome back to Babylon Talmud. Today we're studying Daf Samach Vav, Daf 66 of Masechet Kiddushin. Friends, man, it's late. It's like getting close to 9 p.m. So I might be a little bit tired. Alright, yeah, some relatively interesting stuff. We're dealing with like some one witness kind of stuff. Alright, here we go. We're going to start in the Samachim with Beis, like 10 lines before the bottom of the page or so. Omar Bai says, Abai, you got it? Omar Lo Eid Echod Ochal Techelib. So, oh gosh, I like barely even started already. I like yawn. Oof. Friends, I hope it's going to be a good one. So, Omar Lo Eid Echod. So, a fellow tells another fellow, hey, fellow, you ate Chelib. You ate chalev by accident, but you accidentally ate chalev. V'hala shosik. And so let's say, right. So Shimon says to Reuven, hey Reuven, you ate chalev. And Reuven doesn't respond, he keeps quiet. Nemon, so we believe Shimon that Reuven ate chalev and he has to bring a korban chatas, right? I believe this is based on the concept of shtika kyodo. That when you keep quiet, you're be'etzim admitting it. So when Shimon says to Reuven, hey, you ate chalev, and he keeps quiet, so he's be'etzim admitting it, and he brings a korban chatos. V'tana tuna mi'etaka v'braise, that says, omelo eit echor achal techelev. Shimon says to Reuven, you ate chalev. Chalev, of course, are forbidden fasts, so you're not allowed to eat, and if you eat them, you're chayiv karis. So v'hala omer, lo achalti. And Reuven says, nisht, I did not eat chalev. Potter. So then, the Braisa says that Reuven would not need to bring a korban chatas if he denies eating chalev. Time of the Omer, lo. The reason why he does not need to bring a korban chatas is because he explicitly said nisht. He explicitly said, I did not eat the chalev. Ha ishtik. Mehaman, implying that if he kept his mouth shut, if he didn't say anything, then Shimon would be believed. Omer Bai says, Abai. Omer lo erechod. Nitmu tyrusecho says Abai that if Shimon says to Reuven, your tyrus became tamid, right? That, you had some pizza, and the pizza was pure. But Shimon says to Reuven that the pizza became impure. Vala shosek, and Reuven keeps quiet. Neman, so Shimon is believed that, that Reuven's pizza is impure. And I think, I'm assuming that the point is, you know, the concept of ochel chulin b'tayra, that people would eat even chulin, like pizza, in a state of purity. So therefore, if Shimon tells Reuven that his pizza is impure, Reuven won't eat it. V'tana tunim, we have a braisa that says, Eid echor omer, if a witness says, nitmu, so Shimon says to Reuven that the pizza is tame, v'ala omer lo nitmu, and Reuven says, what are you talking about? This pizza, it's tahor. So potter, so we assume that it is tahor. Time of the Omer lo, the reason why we assume it's tahor is because Reuven says, what are you talking about? You don't know what you're talking about. Keep your mouth shut. Ho ishtik mehemen. But if Reuven wouldn't have said anything, right? Shimon says, look, your pizza is tame. Reuven keeps quiet. So then we believe Shimon, shtika k'edo, and be'etzem, the pizza is tame. Right? Shimon says to Reuven, your ox was sodomized. Ve'ala shosik, and Reuven keeps quiet. So Shimon is believed, and therefore Reuven's ox cannot be offered as a korban. I assume that shenevda bo'aver means avodah zarah. I assume it means avodah zarah. Oh no, shenirva, that it was poshit sodomized. V'sheimis al pi erechor. Okay, I read that. Okay, v'shenev debo'aver v'sheimis, that it was nirva. The shore was nirvad. V'sheimis, or it killed be al pi erechor, based on one, the testimony of one witness, or al pi habaylim, or the owner says that that it was sodomized or killed somebody. So Neman, the erechor or the owner is believed. So hay api erechor echidami. So when it says that you have a shore that shenevdeba boavera or shehemis, that there was an eid echod. So then we assume that it can't be offered as a korban. So what's with this eid echod? Idika modu bailim. If we're talking about where the owners admit, yeah, it's true. Well, then hainu alpi bailim. But that's what alpi bailim is. So el lav dishosik. Rather, it must be that it's talking about where the fellow keeps quiet, and we're saying that therefore the korban, the animal, cannot be offered as a korban. Utsricha. And we need all three of these cases, right? We just listed three cases: the case of chaylev, the case of pizza, and the case of an ox. Diash minon hach kamaisa. If we only have the first case, where we say that in that case, when he keeps quiet, he's be'etzim admitting that it's true. So we would say, okay, look, in that case, the reason why when he keeps quiet, we assume that it's true, that Reuven is saying that it's true, because he wouldn't want to bring chulim ba'azara, right? Meaning, Shimon says, you ate chaylev, he keeps quiet, and we're saying it's true. And be'etzem, we're saying that, and that means that he's going to bring a korban. And he would have only kept quiet, which would lead to him bringing a korban if it was actually true. So therefore, we can assume that shtika kodo aval nit mutar esecho. But I might think that if Shimon says to Reuven, your pizza is tome, meimar amrinon, I may have thought that to say that we would say, hi deshosik, deshavach hazi lebimay tumasu. Maybe Reuven only kept quiet because he figures, you know what, I really don't care. I'm not saying that the pizza is tummy, but I really don't care. You know, if I can always just eat it when I'm tummy anyways. So like, just leave me alone. Is it tummy? Is it tar? I don't know. I don't care. But so I might think that if he keeps quiet, he's not actually admitting that, right, that it's tummy. Just that he says, okay, I can anyways just eat it when I become tummy. V'iash minon ha, and if we, so, okay, so we needed to also say that also by the pizza, if he keeps quiet, he's be'etzim admitting that it's tummy. Now, if we'd only mention this, so, mishum dekom mafsid le bimei tarosu. Look, we can assume that when he keeps quiet by the pizza, it's because, there's a phone call coming through. That's not going to be good at all. Hopefully it won't get picked up. Alright, stop ringing though. It was picked up. Okay, Mafsidlei Bimei Tarasu. The reason why he's be'etzim admitting that it was, right, that by the pizza when he keeps quiet, if he admits it, so then he's be'etzim, meaning if he keeps quiet, he's be'etzim admitting that it's tummy, is meaning because he knows that by keeping quiet, he's not saying that I don't care, right? He's saying, he's be'etzim saying that, wait, what? V'yashmin ha, b'shim dekot mafsid le bimei tairoso. Because he loses, but he won't be able to eat it when he's tahor, right? If we're saying that it's tameh, he won't be able to eat it when he's tahor, and therefore, if it was tahor, he would say something. Aval shor nirva meimar amar. But if we make the claim, Shimon says to Reuven that his shor was sodomized, so he'll say, you know what, I really don't care. Kolashvarim lab legab mizbeach kame. I may think that, you know, I'm just not going to say anything. I really don't care. I'm not planning to bring this korban as this animal as a korban anyway. So who really cares? So I might think that he's not actually admitting anything. Tzvicha. Therefore, we need to say that in that case as well, be'etzem, he is, if he keeps quiet by his ox, he's admitting that it's taka nirva and it can't be offered in the mizbeach. That's where we need all three cases. Zibaylu de'asakasha ishto zinso be'erechod v'shosek mau. So what's the halacha if Shimon says to Reuven, hey Reuven, your wife was mezane, so that, and he keeps quiet. So is he be'etzem agreeing? Is he admitting it? So Amar Abaye Nemon. So Abaye says, yeah, Shimon is believed. Rava Amar Enu Nemon. Rava says Shimon is not believed. Havidavah Shebe'erva, because, you know, his wife having an affair is a rayas. And as we know from, I think from Masechta Sota, that Davar Shebe'erva needs Davka two witnesses, not one. Omer Abaye says Abaye Mira Minala. How do I know that that we could trust? You know, if Shimon says Reuven, your wife was Mazana, we trust Shimon. So Da'u Samya Dav Masada Masnaisa Kame De Mashmo, because there's a certain blind fellow who would teach brises by in front of Shmuel. Yom echad nogale v'lava kasi. One time, this blind fellow was late. He didn't come to the Beis Hamedrash. Shadur shlicha basrei. So Shmuel sent a messenger to find this blind fellow. Adazil shliach b'chada orcha asayu b'chada. Now, what ended up happening is what everybody's nervous about on Shabbos, right? You have to make up with your friends in advance. If I go to your house, if you go to my house, we'll walk in this direction so we don't miss each other, right? But, okay, whatever. What ended up happening was they taka missed each other, right? The shaliach went one way and the blind fellow went the other way. They missed each other. Kiyoso, shaliach, when the shaliach finally came back, Omar, he says to the blind fellow, Ishto Zinsa, he tells the blind fellow that his wife was Mizane. Also, the comment to my Shmuel, so now the blind fellow comes to Shmuel. Omale, and Shmuel says to him, Imehemin loch, zil apko. Look, we're going to have to understand what this means in a second, but if you believe the messenger who I sent, so then, you know, divorce your wife, don't remain married to your wife. Ve'ilo lo topic. But if you don't believe this messenger, so then stay married to your wife. My love, what does it mean if you believe the messenger or not? Imehemun aloch delav gazlono hu. It means that you believe him that he's not a gazlan. That he's not a gazlan. Meaning, right, so Abai is saying that Shmuel says to this blind fellow, look, if you have no reason to believe that the shaliach is a gazlan, meaning that he's somebody who's posel eidus, right? A gazlan cannot be a testimony guy, a witness. So Shmuel says to this blind fellow, look, as long as you have no reason to assume that he's posel eidus, so then, you know, if you kept quiet, you bet him admitted it. So then don't remain with your wife. So Abai wants to therefore bring a proof from there that this Eid Echod was enough to, right, Be'etzim, this messenger was saying to this blind fellow, right, so the messenger's in Eid Echod, who was saying that the blind fellow's wife was Mizane, and Shmuel saying, well, okay, so don't stay together. V'Rava responds, no, this is not a proof for one witness. Imehemen loch kivetre zil apko vilo lo sapko. No, if what does that mean? If he's believed to you like two, so then don't remain married. But if he's not believed to you like two, so then remain married. But be'etzim, you would have to have two witnesses and not just one. Well, I guess the point is that, like, he's not forced to. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I guess the point is that, meaning, whereas Abaye is like saying like shtika koda, so you have this messenger who's saying to the blind fellow, your wife is Mizana, and he kind of kept quiet. So be'etzim, you know, you don't remain married. But Rav is saying no, it's up to you. Meaning he's just one witness. He can't force you to get unmarried. But if you trust him as you would trust two witnesses, so then maybe don't remain married. From Rabbi, says Rabbi, Miram Minala, how do I know that one witness, right, if Shimon says through Reuven, your wife is Mizana, that he's believed? So, the Tanya is willing to buy some Maisa by Yana Emelech. There was a Maisa with Yana, with King Yana. It's relatively famous, I guess. There was a Maisa with King Yana, who was one of the Hasmonean kings. The Chashmonaim, of course, were Kohanim, right? Yochanan, Kohen Gadol. Right? Who's Matasyo? I don't know. Wait, what is it? What is it? Matasyo ben Yochanan, Kohen Gadol, Chashmonaim Ivanov. Matasyo ben Yochanan. So, Anyways, so they were Kahanim, and then they ended up becoming kings, and this was King Yanai. So V'amar Abai says, Abai Minu Aminila, how do I know that one witness would be enough? The Tanya is within Abai. So Ma'i said, B'Yanai HaMelech Shehalach LeKuchlish of Midbar. So King Yanai went to a place called Kuchlis in the desert, V'chibe Shom Shishim Krochim, and he captured there 60 cities. All right, so it was a big success. The campaign was a big success. M'chazar also ayah sameach simcha gedola, and on his way back, he was very, very happy because he had such a success. V'kar lo kol chachmei Yisrael, and he called all of the sages of Israel, Omar Elohim, and he says to them, Avoseinu ayu oichlim meluchim bizman she'ein asukim bebinyan beis hamikdash, that our fathers would eat, I don't know, Rashi says it's some vegetable that's called meluchim, but I think the point is that it's not a very fancy thing by any means. It's a very modest thing, and he was kind of going down memory lane and being all nostalgic and saying how when our fathers came back to build the second Beis HaMikdash with Ezra, they had nothing, they had no food, all they ate were these vegetables called meluchim. When they were building the Beis HaMikdash, af anu, so for old time's sake, nochal meluchim, we'll also eat these meluchim, zecher lavoseinu, as a nostalgic remembrance to our forefathers, ve'elu meluchim, aga b'shulchono sholzov, but there was a twist. Whereas their forefathers were eating these vegetables because there was nothing else to eat, they're eating these vegetables on tables of gold. Meaning for nostalgic reasons, they're eating these vegetables that they used to eat, but they're also showing how far they've gone since then, and now they are bringing them on tables of gold. V'achlu, and they ate them. V'hayasham echod, and there was a certain fellow at the Suda, Ish Leitz, a real nudnik, Levra, a bad heart, Uvlial, a real nudnik, Ve'elozer ben Pu'ira Shmo. His name is Elozer ben Pu'ira, Ve'yomer Elozer ben Pu'ira. Says Elozer ben Pu'ira, Liyanai HaMelech. Yanai HaMelech, Libam Shalpushim Alecho. And Elozer ben Pu'ira says to King Yanai, Yanai, the Prushim, right? The Prushim versus the Tzedukim. The Prushim, the rabbis, the rabbinic Jews, they have something out against you. That's what Elozer ben Pu'ira says to Yanai Melech. The Prushim have something against you. My answer. So Yanai Melech says, so what should I do? Hakem loim b'tzitz shebein einecho. Well, make them stand up by, you know, if you put on the tzitz. So it says Kodesh Hashem, says Hashem's name, and all the Prushim will stand up. Hakem loim b'tzitz. So he did that, and they all stood up. Shebein einov, right, the tzitz between his eyes and his forehead. Hayosham zokin echod. And there was a certain elder there, Yehuda ben Gedidya Shmo. His name was Yehuda ben Gedidya. Vayomer Yehuda ben Gedidya, says Yehuda ben Gedidya liyanei melech to King Yanai. Yanai HaMelech, Ravloch Kesel Malchus. That it's enough that you are the king. Hanoch Kesel Kehuna Lezayr Shel Aharin. Let one of the offspring of Aharin be the Kohen Gadol. Shoyu Omen, because the rumor on the street was Imo Nishbeis Bimodim, that Yanai's mother was captured in, was taken captive in Modim, right? Modim, right? Modim was where the Maccabees were. So, and if his mother was taken captive, so we assume that if she's taken captive, then she had relations with her captors, probably against their will. And then, so therefore she can't marry a kohen. And if his father was a kohen, so that makes him a cholol. So therefore, the rumor on the streets was that he's a cholol. He shouldn't be the kohen gadol, obviously. But they researched the matter, and it turned out that it was simply a rumor. It was not true that his mother was taken captive. Vayibadu chochmei Yisrael b'zam, and the rabbis at the Suda became a persona non grata, and they left, and Yanai Melech was upset for this, based on this accusation. Vayomer Elozer ben Pu'ira, and says Rabbi Elozer ben Pu'ira liyanei HaMelech, Yanai HaMelech hejit shebi Yisrael kachu. Look, you know, a simple person, a regular person who gets embarrassed like this, okay, he has to deal with it. But he just has to deal with it. Ba'ata melech v'koin gadol, kachu dincho. But you, on the other hand, Yanai, you're the king. You're the Kohen Gadol. You don't need to deal with this level, this kinds of embarrassment. My ass says, so Yahaneh Melech says, what should I do? And says, Elazar ben Poira, if you want to listen to me, roam some, destroy them. But then Yahaneh Melech says, what about the Torah? If I kill all the rabbis, what about the Torah? Hare kucho umenachas bekeren zovis, kol arotz elilmod, yovo v'yomod. Elazar ben Poira says, look, why are you so concerned about the Torah? The Torah is just a book. Anybody who wants can read it, can learn it. You don't need rabbis for that. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak says, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, miyad nizrika bo apikorsis. Immediately, Yahaneh Melech became an apikorsis. The Havalei the Memer, because what he should have responded to Elazar ben Poira was Tenach Torah shebichsav. Sure, the written Torah, you know, is technically, it means, you know, it's in the corner. Let anybody go there and read it. But Torah shebaal peh, but what about Torah shebaal peh? What about the oral Torah? If you kill all the rabbis, who's going to transmit the oral Torah? Miyad vatutze. So Yahaneh had that oversight. He didn't. You know, so he was convinced by Elazar ben Poira that, look, don't worry about the Torah. Anybody could study Torah, but Yahaneh HaMelech didn't think to say, yeah, but what about Torah shebaal peh? Miyad nizuka, okay, where am I? Shebaal peh, my. So miyad vatotze tzara, ayde Elazar ben Poira, and then that made Yahaneh HaMelech extremely, extremely upset, right? Meaning, Elazar ben Poir was stoking the flames. He said, you know, Yahaneh HaMelech, you don't need to deserve this, right? And he says, what about the Torah, though? Elazar ben Poir says, don't worry about the Torah. People could still learn Torah. But and then Yahaneh HaMelech got very, very upset because, as you know, as being egged on by Elazar ben Poir. Vayargu kol chachme Yisrael. They killed all of the sages of Israel. Vayar olam mishtomim. And the entire world was silent. Ad Sheba, I guess without any Torah. Ad Sheba Shimon ben Shatach ve'echzir es haTorah liYoshna. And then came Shimon ben Shatach. Shimon ben Shatach was spared because his sister was married to Yahaneh HaMelech, and she kind of made sure that he would survive, that Shimon ben Shatach would survive. And then ve'echzir es haTorah liYoshna, and Shimon ben Shatach brought back the Torah to where it needed to be with people learning. So hey chidami. So when we had said that the rabbis had said that Yahaneh HaMelech was his mother was a captive, and it says that they looked into it, it turned out to be untrue. What tell us more about that? Ilema divei trei amishtaboy. If it means that, well, two witnesses said that she was taken captive. Veitrei amri lo ishtaboy, but two other witnesses said that they were not taken captive. She was not taken captive. So my choses tisomachto ahanis moichahani. Well, then, if you have two witnesses saying she was taken captive and two saying that she wasn't taken captive, so then why would you rely on the group that says that she, you know, why would the rabbis think to rely on the group that says that she was taken captive? They should just cancel each other, right? Why not assume that she wasn't taken captive, right? If two are saying that she was and two are saying that she wasn't. Ela be'ed echad. Rather, must be talking about that there was an aid, echod. That there was one witness that said that she was taken captive, but there were two witnesses that said that she was not taken captive. V'taymo dikamakre shelei beitrei. The reason why we cannot rely upon the one witness who says that she was taken captive was only because two other witnesses said that she was not taken captive. Halav achi mehemen. But if not for the fact that there were two others who said that she was not taken captive, we would have believed the one witness that she was taken captive. So Abaye wants to bring that as a proof that you can trust one witness. Where am I? Otherwise, we would believe a one witness. Okay, say that he's a cholol betzim. V'rava la'olam trei v'trei. Rava says no. We don't rely upon one witness. Really, it's talking about where there were two who said that she was taken captive, two said that she was not.
Just like Rav Acha bar Manyomi says in some other case that we're talking about Edi Azama, here also we're talking about Edi Azama. We can tell what Edi Azama are.
Edim Zomim is when you have two witnesses who say one thing, and then another two witnesses who say, how can you claim that you weren't even there, you were with us at that time in a totally different place. So if the first two, so we're talking about where the first two had said that she was taken captive, but then the next two people say, how can you say that she was taken captive? You were with us that day in some other place. So that is what happened, right? So they thought that she was taken captive, but it turns out that she wasn't. By same alternatively, could Rabbi Yitzchak tell Rabbi Yitzchak shifcha echnisu tachtel that yes, initially she was taken captive, but then they found a shifcha to kind of swap in her place, so she wasn't actually ever in a situation where she was, you know, alone with the captors, and that she would be apostle kuna, and therefore she is fine. Okay, right, and Yana Emelech is also a kohen; he's not a chol. On my Rava says Rava Mino Aminala. How do I know that you need Taka two witnesses? The Tanan that we learned in the Mishnah Amr, Bshimin says Bshimin Maise Bimagura Shall Desakim Biyavna, that there was a Maise with like a body of water, a small modest body of water in it belonged to a fellow called Diskim, or a place in Yavne called Diskim. Okay, Biyavne in Yavne. Okay, so there was Besim, some small little body of water in Yavne. And what happened? Shaisa omedes bechezkas shlema, and the chazaka was that it had 40 sa'a and people and vessels, right, can become pure inside of it. Umadudu v'nimtzeis chaser, but then they measured it one day, and it turns out that it didn't have the requisite 40 sa'a. So called tyrus shenaisu al gaba. So any tyrus that were made in that mikvah, assuming that it was a kosher mikvah, Hayyub Typhon Matai, Rab Typhon would say, yeah, it's fine. Anybody who dipped in that mikvah, you can assume that you are Tahor, and that just, you know, since then it became Tame. What? No, since then it became less than 40 sa'ah. But anybody who went in is Tahor. Rab Akiva Matami. Rab Akiva says, no, you cannot assume that it was 40 sa'ah at the time that you went into this mikveh if it's subsequently found to be less than 40. So Amar Reb Tarfon says, Reb Tarfon, mikveh ze bechezkas sholem hu omid. So Reb Tarfon says to Reb Akiva, I don't understand. This mikveh, we assumed, was had the 40 sa'ah, right? So the chazaka was that it was kosher. Misofik ataba lechasro. And now, when it's found out that it's less than 40 sa'ah, and now we don't know about anybody who went to the mikveh in the meantime. Before that, it was before the discovery. Out of Safek, you're going to say that he's Tomei. Al Tichas, right, I mean, out of Safek, wait, what? What did you say? Right, meaning, we assume that that this mikveh had 40 saw. So the Chazaka is that it had 40 saw. And now, when it's found that it's less, and we don't know if about anybody who went to the mikveh in the meantime, you're going to assume that they're tamei. Atachsereinu misafik. Don't just assume the worst and assume that it was less than 40 sa when this fellow went to the mikveh. Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbi Akiva, adam zeh bechezkas tamei u'omid. So Rabbi Akiva says, no, you're focusing on the mikveh itself. I'm focusing on the person. The person who goes into the mikveh is a tummy person. A tummy person goes to the mikvah. Misafik ataba the tairo. And now out of safik that you don't know about this mikvah, was it tahor at the time or not? You're gonna say atatarenu, right? You're gonna say that this fellow who we know is definitely tummy is now tahor. Atatarenu misafik. Don't make this fellow now tahor based on this uncertain situation of did it at 40 saw or not. Right, meaning don't Rabbi Akiva responds to Reb Tarfon, don't make him tahor. After all, we know that he was initially tame. Wow, I'm like starting to lose my marbles a little bit, so I hope that what I'm saying makes sense. Amr Reb Tarfon says, Reb Tarfon mashal. So Reb Tarfon says, look, it's like a mashal le omeid umakriv agabim mizbech, like a fellow who is busy doing the avoda in the Beis Hamikdash, vinodashu ben gusho or ben chalutza, and then he finds out that he's a ben gusho or ben chalutza.
that he's not somebody who's meant to work in the Beis Hamikdash. Avodasu Ksheira, that his avoda is kosher nonetheless. Right? So you want to say, like, just like this fellow in the Beis Hamikdash who finds out that he's a chalal, is the avoda that he did until now is kosher. So here also, right, if we find out that the mikvah is not 40 saw, anybody who went to the mikvah before then is fine. So Amar Abakiva, it says Abakiva, Mashal Omer Umakriv Agam Mizbeach. No, you got the Babylon. Sorry. So Rabbi Kiva responds to Reb Tarfon and he says, "No, you got the story wrong. It's not like somebody who's doing the base avod in the base of Mikdash and turns out he's a cholo. Rather, it's Laomir al Umakriv Agabi Mizbeach. Somebody who is b'makriv korbanos is doing the avod on the Mizbeach. V'nodashu balmum." Then it turns out that he's got a blemish that renders him unfit to do the avoda. Shavodoso psulus, then any avoda that he's done until that point is possible. So here also, Rabbi Akiva says that anybody who went to the mikvah before the discovery of the less than 40 saw remains pasul. So Amr Reb Tarfon says, Reb Tarfon, ato demiso levalmum. You, Rabbi Akiva, are comparing the situation to a balmum. Vani demiso levengusha, umechalutza, and I'm comparing the mikveh situation to a ben grusha and a ben chalutza. Nira lemi dome. So let's see who would it make more sense to compare the mikveh situation to. I dome leven grusha u leven chalutza. Nidonenu kven grusha u ben chalutza. So if it is like I'm saying that it makes sense to compare the mikveh to the ben grusha or ben chalutza, so then we should do that. Im dome levamum. And if it's similar to a balmum, that the situation in the mikveh is more similar to a balmum, nidunenu kebalmum, so then we'll treat it like a balmum. Hischa Rabbi Akiva lodun. So Rabbi Akiva then said, look, listen up. Mikveh psulo biyachid, that a mikveh, if one person comes and says that it's less than 40 so we believe that one person, uvalmum psulo biyachid, and somebody who has a mum, also is believed by just one witness, right? Witness, right? Shimon comes and says, Reuven has a mum, he's believed. Vayo chirach ben gusho ben chalutza. But do not, right, leave out of this ben grusha ben chalutza shepsulo b'shnayim, that you need two witnesses to testify that his mother was a cholol in order for him to be a cholol. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva says that is why we compare. No, that is Rabbi Tarfon. No, that is Rabbi Akiva saying why we compare the mikvah to a balmum, because in both cases you only need one person to make the claim. Wow, I really apologize. My brain is like a little bit drowsy. It's pretty late and so it's a little bit hard to like make sense of what I'm saying. So I think I'm making sense so far. Davar acher, alternatively, mikvah psula begufo, balmum psula begufo. Additionally, both by a mikvah, if there's an issue, it's the mikvah itself. There's not enough water in it, or with a balmum. Right, it's the balmum is a physical thing on the fellow's body. Vayu chiyach ben gusho ben chalusha chalutza shepsulo meacherim, to the exclusion of ben gusho ben chalutza. It's not the psul is not in them, rather it's in their parents. Batsim. Amar the Reb Tarfon says to Reb Akiva, Akiva kol ha'poish mimcha k'poish min ha'chaim. Anybody who stays away from you, it's like they're staying away from life itself. It was meant to be a compliment to Rabbi Akiva. Okay, fine. Hai balmum shepsulu biyachid heichi dami. Tell me about this balmum that he's considered possible even with one fellow. Idika makrish lei mi mehemen. So if Shimon says to Reuven, hey Reuven, you have a mum, and Reuven says, no, I don't. So how can we believe Shimon? So ela deshasik. Rather, it must be that Reuven kept quiet. Shimon says to Reuven, you have a mum, and he keeps quiet. V'dechavosik av ben grusha ben chalusha, and yet ben chalutza. And yet we said that when it comes to ben grusha ben chalutza, if Shimon says to Reuven, you are a ben grusha ben chalutza, deshasik, and Reuven keeps quiet. V'katani mikveh psulo biyachid, uva'amum psulo biyachid, and we say that the mikveh, you only need one person to be posel. Balmum, you need one person to be posel. Vayochir ben gusha min chalutza shepsula b'shnaim. But don't bring me a kasha from ben gusha min chalutza that Dafka needs two. So Rava says, there you have it. Ben Gusha and Mechalutza needs two, not just one. Vabai Omar Le'olam Dekamakrish Le'i. So Abai says, no, really it is talking about where there was one witness. Wait, what? I don't know.
My brain is not working.
My brain is like so not working. I'm like, I could like fall asleep right now.
Wow, I can't even remember what I read like 2 seconds ago. My brain is done.
So anyways, apparently we're talking about where there was one witness and he kept quiet. Because if he was makrishit, so then we wouldn't be able to trust him. Dude, my brain is done. With the comrade, okay, but we're saying that would not apply to two. Dude, what? Right, because we were talking, what? So Rava was making the claim that if it's one witness and he keeps quiet, so then that works by mikveh and by mun, but not by ben gusha and chalutza. So I don't even know what I just said, but Rava says that that's proof that you need two for arayis, for ben gusha and chalutza. No, it's not talking about where he kept quiet. It's talking about where he contradicted it. Well, if that's the case, then why do we trust it by the mikveh and by the mum? Then why would it be believed? The amalei shlach achvi, because both by the mikveh and by the baal mum, he could just prove it, right? Meaning, Shimon comes and says, Reuven, you're a baal mum, and he says, no, I'm not. So Shimon just says, well, we could just prove it. Like, you know, take off your clothing and we'll see. V'hanu dekatani, mikveh psula begufo, umum psula begufo. And that's what it means, that the mikveh, the psul, is like in the mikveh itself. And the ba'mum, it's in his body itself, that we could just prove it, even if it's contradicted. V'yuchiach ben gusha ben chalutza she psulim acherim. But don't bring a proof from ben gusha ben chalutza where it's not the psul isn't him, it's his parents, it's his mother. That we can't just prove so easily. Ben Gusha ben Chalutza davadosuk sheir minolin. How do we know that technically, if a ben Gusha or a ben Chalutza, i.e. a Cholol, does avod in the Beis Hamikdash, it's kosher? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, the Amar Kra, that the pasuk says va'isa lo lezaru acharav. So it says by a kohen, it says va'isa lo ulezaru acharav, and his children. Ben zera kosher, ben zera pasul. Whether it is a kosher child or whether it is a Cholol. Avu Dishmuel Amar, it says Avu Dishmuel Mehacha. From here, Baruch Hashem Chelo, it says by Shevet Levi, that may God bless his strength to follow the Tirtze, and he shall desire what his hands do. Afilu Chulin Sheba. Right, when it says Baruch Hashem Chelo, even is Chulin, even if they're Chalalim. Tirtze. Okay. From here, and we'll come to the coin that will be in those days. Did it ever enter your mind that he would go to a coin that wasn't in his days? I mean, obviously he's going to the coin that's in his days. Rather, it's talking about if the kohen was we assume that he was kosher, but turns out that he was a chalal. So anything that he had done before then would be considered okay. Baal mum davadaso psula minolim. How do you know that a baal mum, if he does avoda, it's possible? So I'm reviewed on Shmuel, Tamar Kua, Lachin Emor, Hini Nosin Los Brisi Shalom. That it says by Pinchas, by the Kohanim, that it should be my covenant of shalom, of peace, kshu shalem, v'lo kshu chaser. But we learn from shalom, shalem, that he has to be shalem, not have any mums. V'ha shalom ksiv, it says shalom, not shalem. Amav nachem vav, to shalom ktiyehu. That the vav in shalom is in the word shalom is cut off. I'd have to look that up in like a, is that true that the word shalom there is like split in two or something? So basically it means shalem, whole. So it means whole, no mums. Friends, I'm going to sleep. Peace out.